was your experience like in South Africa?
Well, the World Cup was a bit disappointing, to be honest. Too many teams, top teams, didn't perform. People like France, Italy, England, Brazil, Argentina as well. And too many top players didn't perform as well. People like Ronaldo, the English guys, the Italian, the French. So it was a bit disappointed. In fact, for me, there were only two very good teams, Spain, of course, and Germany. But overall, I think it was a little bit of a disappointment, yes.
Do you think, I've heard different reasons for why that might be, one being that the club seasons are just so long right now, a lot of these top players are playing a ton of games, and then number two, you know, they're going down to South Africa, it's actually winter down there, it's a completely different environment from what they've been experiencing leading up to the Cup. Do you think any of that has a factor?
I think that they have been put a lot of excuses. You mentioned this too, some people mentioned the ball as well. All these things have to be looked in the future. To change when the World Cup is going to be, I mean, at the end of the season, is going to be very difficult, if not impossible. So this is the way it is. So you have to get used to it. What you are saying is probably true. Some of the teams, they look a little bit jaded, a little bit tired. Very people, very special people like Italy or people like England as well. After saying that, I don't know if that is not too much of an excuse, to put an excuse for the non-performance. But normally speaking, it was a kind of a very scientific, if you want to put it like that, World Cup. And no play for imagination, no play for improvisation, for example. So that is not in the benefit of football, surely not.
Yeah, it does seem that we're getting away from the creativity, and teams are playing maybe not to lose, in fact, a lot.
That's right. There were two or three teams that some of the tactics were very, very special, Holland in the final. I mean, Holland was all the time the example to follow. Total football, 74, 78, magnificent team. Okay, they didn't win the World Cup, but they were surely that was the way to play football. And somehow Holland had, very special in the final, they have a very, very mean and even violent approach. So that was not good enough.
Yeah, I know, watching that game, it was very difficult to see whether the referee, Howard Webb, was going to kind of take charge early with some of those very hard fouls. It looked like he was reticent to maybe pass out a red card that early in a match.
I personally feel that he had a lot to answer. I think he had a very, very bad, the pinnacle of his career, the World Cup finals, nothing less. And he had, you can see from every point of view that you want to see it, but at the end of the day, he had a very bad game. As a referee, he's the man in charge and so on. So if he sees a bad foul, he has to act. So there were at least one tackle that the young in Alonso that deserved it. Surely the red card and the persistent fouling as well. Or Holland as well, maybe is there another guy. So he's there to, as a referee, he's there to administer justice. If he didn't do it, obviously he had a very bad game. And that was, I mean, probably he wanted the game to finish 11 against 11. But that is not his job. It's not his job to, no. His job is to administer justice, and he didn't do it.
I agree. Well, you know, the saving grace, of course, was Spain did win, and they looked to be the best team throughout most of the tournament, other than Germany.
They were the best team, yes. For me, before the World Cup, the two big favorites, one was Spain, and the other one was Brazil. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, Brazil, always Brazil is a team to beat in the World Cup, but in this World Cup, they were very poor.
Yeah. So did you get a chance to catch many of the USA matches
yes,
take a look at
this? I saw all the United States matches, yes. Well, I saw every fucking match.
I mean, one of the big impacts over here, of course, with the television saturation now, you know, better than ever.
Yes.
You know, so many people got behind Team USA. I think every game they played was an exciting one to watch. And
that's right. USA have certainly was like that. It was, in fact, one of the teams to watch because some of the big teams did not perform, say, the approach of United States was very, very good indeed. It was a team that wanted to go forward. It was a team that always wanted to win the game. He played without any complex, just play. Of course, when United States had to play against one of the big, the difference is quite big at the moment. So this is the gap that United States have to fulfill in the coming years. But in from that respect, was a fresh air. It was like a fresh air in the tournament. One of the few teams that always wanted to go forward, wanted to win, and so on. Argentina was like that at the beginning. After that, it came the debacle against Germany. But at the beginning, it was like that as well. And because of that, they give something to the World Cup. Yeah.
And which players on the U.S. impressed you the most? Which players do you think have a good future?
Well, Donovan. That is Donovan is very well known. Mm-hmm. He's got a wonderful goal. He looks all the time very dangerous. He's a player that I follow quite a lot as well in England. He have a very good World Cup. Very good World Cup. Bradley, I think, have a very good World Cup as well. But to be perfectly honest, maybe. If you're talking about USA and you are talking about different players, individual player, maybe it's that is against the team. It was the team that performed very well. I would say more than what the expectation were expected of USA. So they have a very good World Cup. Like I said, very good fresh approach. They really go for it every single game. Doesn't matter who they have in front, they will have a go. They never, and that is very, I think this is very, very positive. They never kind of sit down and speculate and play in a very negative way, for example. They never do that, and that is very good.
It's something I think we've seen really develop with the USA team, especially in this last World Cup cycle, is that never-die attitude.
That's right.
And you know, the energy and the fitness were always such a big plus for the team.
That's right, yes. Physically, they were very strong as well. But after saying that, all the team were very strong. So I don't think there was a difference. The difference was the approach. The approach was a very positive one. And I mean, United States could have decided, for example, okay, this team we are playing against, so we are going to play kind of more negative, everybody behind the ball, and we will try not to lose and so on. And it was not. They went forward, and in fact, they were a bit unlucky with the goal that they have. They had disallowed that it was a perfectly, perfectly good goal.
Do you think that Spain triumphing with a style that was much more open, much more grounded as far as, you know, no long balls and stuff like that, do you think that style, now that it's won the World Cup, more teams will adopt, or do you think people will go the way of the Dutch?
No, I think they will adapt. That has been adopted by a lot of, at club level, for example. Mm-hmm. I think the best team in the... The team that is dominating all these last years, in fact, is Barcelona. And in Spain, it's Barcelona, seven players play for Barcelona. So that is the approach. That means possession football. I believe very strongly that is the future. I don't believe it, say, right now. I believe for a long, long time before. This is the way forward, yes. If anything, I would say that Spain overdid the possession football. The possession is a mean to an end. It's not the end. And sometimes Spain looked like that was the end of just to have possession. In fact, of course, they were the best team and so on, but if you look at it, they created very, very little chances of goal.
Right.
In fact, they scored very few goals. I think it's on record that it's the team that has won the World Cup with the less goals scored. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they were the best team, but they were not, from my point of view, it's not exactly like that. I think they overdid the position of football a little bit too much.
So turning our attention now to the season coming up, and we're out here watching Spurs train right now. How do you see their preparation going into the season? What kind of EPL season are you looking for?
Yeah, the preparation is just starting. You look at the team right now, all the guys that have been in the World Cup, you're talking about 7, 8, 9 players, something like that. They are not here. So, but this is a starter. It's normal. What they are doing is normal, and of course, it's a big season for Spurs this season now.
Looking forward to, you know, the Champions League qualifier and the possibility of playing that tournament this summer. How important is that for the organization?
The game to actually qualify for the Champions League proper. They are the most important game, definitely, because to be in the Champions League, it means a lot economically, prestige. the possibility of signing top players, etc., etc., etc. So it's huge. And after that, of course, I mean, at the end of the day, the bread and butter in England is the... The bread and butter, the bread and butter in England is the is the league, the Premier League, yeah.
Yeah, the Tottenham's brought in Harry Redknapp as their coach, and he's, you know, even when he was back at Portsmouth, he, in West Ham, he seemed to bring the best out of his players and really do a nice job of elevating the team. You know, do you think that's been a big part of the successes?
Absolutely, absolutely. Harry arrived when Harry arrived about nearly 2 years ago. Spurs was in a very bad way. In fact, we could have been relegated very easily. But he changed everything immediately and failed relegation. That was a big, big achievement this first season. And the second season, to achieve a place in the Premier League has been a fantastic, 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 fantastic season.
Okay. And then lastly, talk about being able to come out to California and then New York, you know, having the team get a little bit of training in the U.S. and, you know, what that means for the players and the organization.
I think it's absolutely great. it's great. It's a great, great tour. The players love it. Obviously, America is always a little bit different. It's, from football point of view, it's a completely new thing, say. But very, very enjoyable. Very.
Great. Ozzie, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.